UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon leaves tomorrow for Sudan. Darfur is, of course, on the agenda, but the UN chief is also expected to raise another human rights concern, the displacement of thousands of people for hydroelectric projects along the Nile River. Reports of residents forced out by construction and deliberate flooding have been hitting the desk of Maloon Qatari. He holds the title of UN Special Rapporteur on Adequate Housing. I asked him what, if any, compensation the Sudanese government was providing.
Many have not been offered a resettlement at all. Last year, in fact, one of the areas where 3,000 families were displaced, the people were only given a 6-day notice before the flooding of the area took place.
Where would these people go?
Well, we have to remember that we are talking about a country that has possibly the largest internal displacement situation in the world today. I think the last UN figures show that in the last 2 decades, there's something like 5 million people who have been displaced. We have to remember that there was a very serious conflict in the south. There was a peace agreement in 2005, but subsequent to that, the people who were displaced from that conflict have not been able to go back. The figures we have are that there's something like 2 million people in and around Khartoum who are internally displaced. But the global attention to this issue has not really focused on the severely insecure and deprived housing and living conditions in which these people are living, and the fact that there is no comprehensive resettlement or housing policy in the country.
Will the UN also be putting pressure on the foreign countries and the international companies that are actually funding these hydroelectric dam projects and
Well, yes, I have actually started this process in my public statement. I have named the countries that are contributing financially to the project, including China, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and others. And I have named companies, Harbin from China, La Mer International from Germany, Alstom from France, who are contributing equipment and material for the construction of the dams. I think the fact that we have named them certainly exposes them. It puts pressure on them to explain why is it that they continue to fund the projects. And I think it also points out a duplicity with the international community, where on the one hand, countries are attempting to all work together to try to resolve the severe human rights crisis in Sudan. But on the other hand, some of the very same countries are supporting projects that are themselves violating people's human rights.
Mr. Qatari, how do you balance this poor country's need for electricity to foster economic development with the problems and the needs of the local communities?
I think the balance that has to be there is to ensure that people are allowed to continue with their livelihood. These are very proud people who have an economy, and what these large projects essentially do is they increase poverty and they increase displacement. So I think that there are examples around the world of how it could be done, and I'm not taking a position that eviction should never happen. There are times for infrastructure, for other reasons, when displacement has to occur, but there have to be safeguards built in. You have to guarantee to the community that once they're displaced, they'll be better off. Unless all of this is done, it does not make any sense to proceed with these large projects.
Maloon Qatari is the UN Special Rapporteur on Adequate Housing. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.